Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our great friend, Rick Maurer, back on the show. I know, I'm excited to settle down. Rick's a longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who's taught us how to not accept change, not to manage change, but how to lead change. He's done that. You hear me talking about it all the time, even when he's not here. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is one of my favorite topics. He's our good friend Rick. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Rick, one of the things I know you work on and with your clients is not helping them not underestimate the value and the power of energy behind something that some change that has to be made. Explain yourself.
Sure thing. The best way I can do it is on Christmas morning as a little kid, my sister Lorraine and I would stand at the top of the stairs and we'd hear this sound downstairs and be waiting for our parents to tell us that Santa Claus had been there and we could come down. You know, and finally they'd say it, and we would tear downstairs, and there would be this pile of presents. We'd tear into it, and generally there'd be something for me to put together. And I'd put it together, it'd be really cool, and I'd turn it on, and nothing would happen. And so I would do what my dad always did. I'd hit it on the side, and that didn't work. And, I didn't know what to do. And then I look over in this pile of trash I just created, and there is this little thing that it was on the box that I missed, and it said, warning, batteries not included.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly my energy just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And where I grew up in Ohio, I mean, nothing was open on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, zero was open.
Well, so I didn't realize they even had batteries back in those days.
They were two sticks that we'd rub together, but yeah.
Anticlimactic, right?
Anticlimactic, and that happens when we get ideas at work, is that quite often there'll be some surge of energy generally in our brains, like we wake up and we got some idea, and then we either introduce it poorly or we introduce it and then we move on to other stuff. And it's, as a friend of mine said, it's like batteries, you know, you got to say batteries are not included.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it's our job to make sure that it has sufficient power to go to the next step and the next step and the next step. And I've just identified a whole bunch of places where power drops out, not for, you know, any big reason, but just simply because we were paying attention to something else.
Well, see, this happens in sales too, Rick, because you know, one of the things I remind people of when somebody says, you know, this customer, I haven't seen that customer in a long time. Why haven't they come back in? Why haven't they called us? And I remind people, it's not your customer's job to remember you. It's your job to stay top of mind. Their job is not to wake up and say, "Oh, I've got to go help that company out." That's not how it works. And it's all about them. And what you're saying is the same thing. You may love this project, but if you give them the project to work on, the change to create, to make happen, And you expect them to put their energy behind it, and yours isn't there, it ain't going to happen, is it?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Or we can get so excited about this product or service we're selling that we're putting all kinds of energy into it, and we don't have any way to transfer that over to the other people other than us just continuing to talk and talk and talk. And any good salesperson knows that is just a killer.
That's right. That's exactly
right. And yet
right.
We keep talking.
So what do you do? How do you fix that?
Well, first of all, you recognize that if you're going to get an idea, that you got to say, all right, it's a great idea. What kind of energy is it going to need all the way from this moment until it's actually getting the results we want? And who's going to have that energy? Who's going to have to pick up the ball? Who's going to have to, you know, tweak it, make it their own, be a champion for it. and what are they going to need to support them? Because these are busy folks, and they've already got their batteries are already being used on a lot of other stuff. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do to make sure that there's the energy for that product, that service, whatever it is? And it's hard to do. It's a simple thing to think about, but it's hard to start thinking differently. Like it really is energy,
especially if it is a task on top of what they're already doing that day before yesterday you told them was critical to the survival of the company.
Oh God, yes. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, you're adding something on.
We overload the circuits when we do that.
That's right. And I love the in the digital age, in the age of the internet, we've got this wonderful word called bandwidth now that we use, and apply it to available resources. So we're going to talk some more about this, and with variations on the theme with our good friend Rick Maurer after the break. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasinger. See you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.